We continue our learning of Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Michal Yaakov ben Pinchas Aliyah. We are in Sanhedrin, Parakhas Mishnah Gimel. We continue our discussion of the Ben Sor Mora. Ganav Mishel Aviv V'achal Bershus Aviv. He stole money from his father. He bought meat and wine, but he ate that meat and wine in his the Rishuf of his father. So we will see that he does not become a Ben Sor Mora, as the Bar Tanur explains. Afal Gav Deshchiach Leile Gnov Mishel Aviv. It may be common that he steals from his father. Hoel V'achal Bershus Aviv. Since he's eating that meat in the domain of his father, mispachedu misbasbev, he's afraid of his father. Shema Yirenu, maybe he'll see him. Velomamshich, and therefore we won't be drawn to sin. Therefore, although he stole from his father, as we said, a certain amount of money and bought meat and wine with it, but he ate it in the meat and the wine, the Rishus Aviv, he's not a Ben Soromor. Mishel Acherim va'achal b'Rishus Acherim. He stole money from others, and he ate it in the other people of Rishus, also not a Ben Soromor. Says the Bar Tanur, why lo shchiach leisha yuchal b'chol eis l'gnovim shalachim? It's not easy. Still steal from your parents, that's easy. The money's right there when they're not looking. To steal from other people, that's not so common. And therefore, v'lo mamshich, he won't be drawn to avir either. So where he steals from achirim and eats b'rishus achirim, also not ben soromor. Mishel achirim v'achal b'rishus aviv, also ein avasta ben soromor. He steals from others, but he ate it in his father's domain. So that also we say. So we say it's not common, he steals from other people. So even though he ate it in his father's rishus, well, here too, he's in his father's rishus, and therefore his father is, he's afraid. And number two, he stole from others, not something that he commonly would do anyway. So ein avasta ben soromor. Under what circumstances are you a Ben Soromora? When you steal from your father, but you don't eat it in the rishus of your father, but rather you eat it somewhere else. That's something we're afraid he'll be mamshech and been drawn to Avera. Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Ache Yignov Mishel Aviv Umishel Imo. He says you have to steal from your mother and your father. It's not sufficient. Why is that so? So based on the pasuk, says the Bar Tanura doesn't quote this. Yad Ramah says that. So the pasuk mentions the mother and father. You don't listen to your mother and father. What kind of nechassim would your mother have? So says the Bar Tanura. Nechassim sheyeshla sheein la aviv rishus bahem. There are things that the mother can have that the father, although he's the husband, does not have in any rishus over. Since Bar Tanur, have someone give a woman a gift on the condition that your husband has nothing to do with this. So that's something that's ours. So that's what it means that he steals from his mother as well, according to Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda. Perek Ches Mishnah Dalet. Ha'yaviv rotzev imo ne rotzev. So now, let's say the father wants to have him judged and based, and his mother doesn't want. Aviveno rotzev imo rotzev. Let's say the father doesn't want, but the mother does. Eino nasa ben sorum orachi shneim rotzev. It has to be that they both want. It says here that the father and mother take what they do. They take him in and take him out. So the parents say eneno shomei b'kolenu zolel v'sovei, and then the Torah says that the parents are involved as well, where the child is brought to Beis Din. So it has to be where both agree. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im lo haisa imo ru'uya la'aviv eino nasa ben soromora. Literally, the mother is not ru'uya, fit for the father. He's not ben soromora. What does that mean? Not ru'uya la'aviv? Does it match the father? She's different from him. In what way? So says the Bar Tanur, shaveh v'dome la'aviv, where she's not equal, literally. Bekol, b'mar v'koma. Doesn't sound like, doesn't have the same voice, doesn't have the same appearance, doesn't have the same height. Why? The pasuk says, einenu shomeh b'koleinu. It doesn't say I mean the locus of bikoloseinu are plural voices. Shma mina kol echad shnehem have the same voice. Mikol ba'inan shavim mare v'koma, the appearance and the height nami ba'inan shavim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So there we limit who the potentially the Ben Soromora could be as well. Then the Mishnah says, well, we don't follow Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say one of the parents was Gideon, missing a limb, o chiger, or was lame, o ilame, or was mute, o sumo, or blind, o cherish, or deaf. Enonas ben soromora shenemar besof suvo avivimo. Number one, it says they have to grab him v'lo gidmin. So if they grab him, obviously they can't be missing a limb. V'otziu also missing an arm, let's say a hand. V'otziu also they have to take him out v'lo chigrim. They have to be able to walk him out. They can't be lame where they can't walk him out normally. Amva Amru, and it says they say to him, Bnei Zeh, Sorah Morah, so, and they have to talk, therefore they can't be mute. And Bnei Zeh, this son, Zif, shows that they're pointing to someone, Lo Sumin, therefore they can't be blind. And Enu Shomea B'Koleinu, the Pasuk says, that's what the parents say, he's not listening to us, Lo Cherishim, can't be people who are Cherish. Why is that? The son is the one who has to hear. So says the Bar Tanura, B'neinu zeh shemashmim shemarin oso, they're pointing to someone. Cherishim im amar lahem, einim yikabel michem. If he says to them, they have to warn him. And then he says, no, I'm not listening to you. Einim shomim, but they don't hear it. So that, v'afal pi sharoim achar kach she'einu mikayim mitzvah. Son, hold on, the parents still didn't, maybe they still can be deaf. They see they weren't, he wasn't listening. Yikam akam hatar amar, einenu shomim v'koleinu, dishmashma b'shas hakol ka'am. The time that the time at the moment, they're talking to him. They hear right away that he says, I'm not makabel what you're telling me, and therefore they can't be deaf. We warn, says the Mishnah, the parents warn in front of Bifnei. Bifnei Shlosha, which means what, in front of three people, which is a court, Umalkin also, and they give him Malkus. So what does that mean, Bifnei Shlosha? So the Bartanu explains based on the Gemara, Hachikamar. Umasim go, first of all, Bifnei Shanaim Shaliyagma. First, they have to give him a warning from two Aiden that he doesn't continue this type of behavior. Vimlo Shama, then if he doesn't listen, Malkin also be based in Shal Shlosha. Then we bring the based in of three, as we learn already in that Makos Bishlosha, if you remember, in the first parak, Mishnah Beis, we learned that when we give Malkos, we have that a Beis Din of three. And the Pasuk says, V'yisru Oso, and V'yisru Oso is Malkos, so, and therefore, we need a Beis Din of three. So, once again, they warn with two Eidim, he doesn't listen, then they bring him to a Beis Din of three, and he gets Malkos. Chazav a kilkel, and now he goes back once again and violates the Aver again. He's stealing, eating meat, whatever it is, Nidon Besim Rishlosha. Then he's judged by a court of 23 because 23 could potentially have him executed through Skila as a Beis Din of capital crimes. Venuniskalachi Sham Shlosha Harishonim. But he cannot get Skila unless the original three judges who gave him Malkus are there as part of the court of 23. Shenemar b'neinu zeh, because the parents are pointing to this is our son, and they have to be able to tell the original judges, zehu shalab lakab b'nechem. This is the one that this is the one in front of whom our son got Malkus. They have to be able to point at him. Barach hachalon emagdino v'achakach hikifdach hazakon atachton pater. Let's say he ran away before they had a verdict. He ran out of court. And now by the time he comes back, the zakar atachton, he's completely mature. The lower beard is complete. So halach is patur. You can't kill him even if you bring him back, because once he's at that age, he cannot be a ben soromora. It's too late. V'misha nigmar dino barach. But let's say if he had a gemar din, it was after they had worked already. And barach, he escaped. V'achar kach hikev toz zakon atachton. And now he's physically mature. He's an Israel, but he doesn't matter chayav, because since he was sentenced at the time that he was within the age of Ben Soromor, he's going to be chayav misa at this point.